Chapter 16. "So get comfortable," said Gil, as the two of them strolled into his studio, just as messy as the day before. "Got hit the head." John lay down on the air mattress, not knowing quite what to do or what to expect. All he knew is what he wanted. The bathroom door was wide open, and from his angle, John was able to see Gil in the vanity mirror. Pulling his mesh tee off, he admired himself for a moment, then opened a drawer, pulled out what looked like a needle, and stuck it very carefully in a vein of his arm. John watched the sudden rush on his face. Then as he turned to come out, John readjusted himself on the bed. Everything was so fast, John had no time to react to the moment. All that came immediately to his brain was the image Uncle Charlie had painted of his parents lying on that bed with needles sticking out of their arms. Should he get up and leave? Should he say anything? Instead, John did nothing, waiting for the next cue from Gil. "So you want to smoke some stuff?" asked Gil casually as he reached over for a glass pipe. "You smoked before?" "Grass, huh? My J.O. buddy Ernie and I would smoke a reefer before we started flipping through those profiles on Growler." "Same shit," said Gil, holding a lighter under the glass globe of the pipe. "Just gives you a better high." Gil took a long puff, then handed the pipe over to John. "Now move the globe back and forth a few times as I hold the lighter under it. Take in a long puff. Hold it in just a second or two, then let it out." John breathed in, then exhaled. Within seconds, a feeling of super sensitivity enveloped him. "Wow, I tell you this stuff was better than grass." Gil took a puff, placed the pipe down in an ashtray in a plastic patio table that served as a bedstand, then reached over, and as he pressed his lips against John's, he exhaled into his mouth. John fell flat on the bed, staring at the ceiling as he felt Gil's fingers embrace every inch of him. It was as if an electric charge was pulsating through him wherever Gil touched, first stroking the hairs on his chest down to his abs, then his crotch. Then he lay on top of him and began rubbing their beards together on one another in some ritual dance. Gil was the most beautiful man he had ever seen, and now he was his. Totally. Completely. Forever his. Within minutes, Gil had slipped off his jeans and pulled off John's, so the two of them lay there naked. "Want this off?" said John, tugging at his bulldog harness he was still wearing. "No, buddy, leave it on. You are so hot, fucker. And I'm not saying that just because you're my boss. You're just like Charlie, only better." "How? How can I be better? Uncle Charlie knew so much more of all this than I do. I feel like some country hick." "You won't after today," said Gil, who began eating him up like a piece of hard candy he had just unwrapped. John could feel Gil's massive cut cock, bigger than even Growler's hairy Aussies, digging against his abs. Then, after playfully sliding John's PA around in his fingers to his pierced hole, Gil stuck John's hard dick in his mouth, savoring it like a slow melting ice pop. He moved to John's ball sack, swallowing each ball one at a time, tugging on them as John felt Gil's tongue as they lay nestled in his mouth. He raised John's legs in the air and darted the tip of his tongue in and out of his butthole. John was on another planet. "Hairy butt, love that," murmured Gil. He lowered John's legs back to the bed and suddenly bolted up on his knees, his dick twitching up and down like some toll gate in holiday traffic. "Okay, boss, now show me what I taught you." Just then he reached for the pipe. "Want some more?" "Shit, yeah," said John, positioning so his face was inches from Gil's naked manhood. Two puffs later, he was devouring Gil's tool as if he had been doing it for years. Uncle Charlie would have been proud of his queer nephew. Ernie would have thought he was crazy. But he noticed Gil starting to go soft in his mouth. Am I doing it right? Perfect, boss. Just perfect. My dick feels wonderful. It was then that John noticed his own cock going down a bit. This had never happened to him before, even though it felt 10 feet long. I think it's time for your advanced course in a little kink, said Gil. And he reached over to the side of the mattress to retrieve a length of cord, which he tied around John's balls and then his own. Only a few feet of cord separated their sacks, but ever so slowly, he began to stand up on the bed. Fucking hot, said John, 5 light years from Earth by that point, as he watched the balls jiggle in midair. John's cock itched to spurt, though he was wondering where his erection was going. Gil untied the cord on his balls, lowered himself back to the bed, and immediately swallowed John's cock for 2 minutes before sliding it into his hairy butthole. With that, John exploded inside Gil, and they both lay in the bed, smelly and spent. So how you feeling, boss? Asked Gil, smugly licking the sweat off John's chest.
I don't know. I never felt this way before.
Next time I want you to tie me up while you fuck me. He pressed his mouth to John's ear. Oh, and by the way, welcome to Fort Lauderdale. Then he placed John's still dripping cock in his hand and gave it a kiss. For a while, they just lay there, side by side, John's eyes wide open, staring at the ceiling, counting every water stain and dust mark. Usually, after he came at Ernie, both of them would take a 15-minute power nap, but now he felt he could run the New York Marathon. Why don't we hit your place, said Gil. But I'm fine right here. I mean your other place, the gear shaft. It's underwear night. Should be festive. John scanned the barren room. Gil got up, grabbed a package of Twinkies from the kitchen shelf, unwrapped it, and tossed one to John. Gil, what were you doing in the bathroom when we first came in? Gil grinned like a kid caught by his mother jerking off. What do you mean? I couldn't help seeing you in the mirror. You were using a needle.
Slamming, boss, just slamming, answered Gil matter-of-factly.
What's that? You know the stuff we just smoked?
Yeah.
And how good it made you feel?
Sure, I'm still in fucking heaven with you.
Well, if you use a microwave to liquefy and then inject it into your arm, it works that much faster. That's all. That's slamming.
John fiddled with his nose ring. So you want to give it a try? Make the way you feel now like a walk in the park compared to traveling to the moon?
But Gil, my folks, they died of a heroin overdose. They found them with the needle still in their arms.
Gil started laughing uncontrollably.
Shit, boss, it ain't nearly anything like Big H. Hey, you ever take speed?
Sometimes when I was out all night and had to work the following morning.
That's all this is, speed in the fast lane.
Gil ran his hand across John's chest.
So want to give it a try before we hit the road?
Jonathan gave a hesitant nod. All he thought as Gil was getting the stuff ready in the bathroom was how maybe he was one of those addictive personalities they talked about on Dr. Phil, that he had inherited his parents' habit and was destined for this moment anyway. After all, if anyone could be an addict, it was him. He didn't have to work or worry about money. He had all the money in the world now. He wouldn't have to work another day in his life.
Make a fist, said Gil, as he looked for a vein. He hadn't even finished injecting the liquid magic into his arm when a sudden, total rush of heat coursed throughout John's body. It was like that sudden blast of heat John felt as he got off the plane in Fort Lauderdale Airport. Only 1,000 times squared. Then he grabbed Gil tightly and began kissing him till the tongues had no place else to go.
Hey, lover, murmured Gil.
Fuck, 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 was all John could say as he fell to the bed. Next time I want you to fuck me, Gil. I want to know what it's like to be fucked by a man. I want you to stare into my eyes and fuck me.
You know I'm an obedient employee, said Gil as he straddled John, grabbed his soft cock and paired it with his own, stroking them slowly in his hand. Then, still holding on to them, he leaned over, nestled his nose in John's armpit, and washed the stench away with his tongue.
"Fuck you, Gil, fuck you!" John replied over and over again. "Get on top of me!"
As Gil did, he dug his hands into the eagle tat on Gil's back and held him against him like a vice.
All those years jerking off over guys' pictures with his stupid backward buddy when he could have had this!
This time was John exploring Gil, his strong chest, firm abs, and hairy thighs. Then he mouthed his cock and balls for what seemed a lifetime, his own equipment tingling with every lick. "Turn over, man," he whispered. Gil lay spread eagle, his powerful shoulder muscles pulsating in the dim light as John outstretched his arms across Gil's hairy back and kissed his furry ass cheeks gently. Ever so gently guiding his nose, then his tongue deep into Gil's warm butthole, matting the hairs around it. "Beautiful. You are so beautiful," John kept murmuring. "I can't get enough of you, fucker. My beautiful, beautiful teacher. My beautiful, beautiful man."